Mark Raviski here for Parables That Preach, a podcast for preachers. Today is Tuesday, December 3rd, 2019, and this is episode 57, and it is entitled, A Christmas Carol. My favorite Christmas movie is A Christmas Carol. My favorite version is the 1984 version featuring George C. Scott as Ebenezer Scrooge. One night, as Scrooge prepares to go to bed, Christmas Eve, in fact, he is visited by the ghost of his former business partner, Jacob Marley. While they're there and they're talking, he is told he will be visited by these various ghosts throughout the night. And Scrooge tries to comfort himself, saying what he's seeing is not real. He says, "Bah, humbug, it's just a bit of bad beef, or a bad potato." But he finds out, after the ghosts begin to visit him, that this is no dream. This is no runaway imagination. This is no bad beef. No, these ghosts are there to show him what kind of legacy he is leaving. And he finds out it is not good at all. So the ghost of Christmas past visits, and then the ghost of Christmas present, and finally the ghost of Christmas future. This ghost shows the death of Ebenezer Scrooge, and it's lonely, he's unloved, he's made fun of, and he's quickly forgotten. When Scrooge wakes up with this message, it has hit home, and he finds out he still has time. He runs to visit his nephew and family, and they're laughing, and they're sharing a good time, and he loves them for the first time in his life. And then as he wraps his arms around them, he looks at his nephew and his nephew's wife, and he says, "God forgive me for the time I've wasted." Ebenezer Scrooge filled his life with the pursuit of making money. It cost him a relationship with the girl he was engaged to. It cost him many memories, many joys, and much happiness. This Christmas, are you like Ebenezer Scrooge before he was transformed, or after? What does your Christmas list look like? Is it cluttered with things that will waste your time, and therefore waste your life? Or is it filled with something truly meaningful? The shepherds, after they had encountered Jesus, it says they told everyone the things they had seen and heard. Oh, their Christmas was meaningful, and they got zero presents under the tree. So how will you make your Christmas meaningful? How will you make your Christmas lasting? What's on your Christmas list? It's fine to have a few wants, but don't let those wants become the priority. Don't let them become the focus. Instead, let Jesus be the reason for the season. Let Jesus be the center of your Christmas. Let God's greatest gift give you lasting peace and joy this Christmas season. This has been Mark Raviski for Parables That Preach. Until next time, preach the word.